Critics are saying that Canada's suspension of flights to the Caribbean and Mexico disproportionately affects those with family in the region and continues to give a free pass to snowbirds flying into Florida and other U.S. destinations. The federal government and major airlines in Canada have suspended flights to so-called sun destinations until April 30th. The federal government has said the travel freeze is meant to stem non-essential travel to spring break hotspots and help prevent the spread of COVID-19 variants. Lauren Christie is a travel consultant who has a friend who has been left stranded in Barbados.
Well, she's actually feeling okay because she actually went down there on a prolonged stay anyway to open up a business. But she has a lot of Canadian friends down there that are scrambling. I mean, they're a little panicked. Basically, they're in a state right now where they have to start organizing their negative departure test with a new departure date and trying to match those puzzle pieces together in a way that's somewhat out of their hands. So there is a degree of panic down there for sure.
So the airlines have said, look, we're working hard to repatriate Canadians, get them back to one of the four airports that are taking flights in. But one of the travel restrictions is that they have to have a negative test. But in places like Jamaica, for example, they can't always get access to testing because that country is having a difficult time rolling out testing. What do people do in that situation?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, that is one requirement that is not going to be waived anytime soon. So there's a couple of things I would advise. You know, first of all, depending on where you are, just double check on the Canadian government website under the Destination Health tab to see what's available in terms of they have lists of where you can get PCR tests. Check with your hotel or resort, or if you're renting a cottage or an Airbnb or something, maybe go to a large resort or hotel nearby that may have some more resources that will be able to help you. Overall, though, I mean, I think the main thing to keep in mind is just work with your, you know, whether it's the airline, tour operator or travel agent or however you bought your airline ticket. They are willing to be flexible and want to be flexible and get people home. Air Canada is having flights until February 8th, Transat to the 13th and 14th. So you have a little more runway with those ones, no pun intended. But I think you just need to keep the communication going. And if your dates don't align, you just need to say and speak up. And as I said, the airlines are willing to help. They'll add additional capacities if they need to. They are working to try and get the Canadians home.
You know, if we've learned anything during this pandemic time and stay-at-home orders is that people like their loopholes. And one of the loopholes are that the American airlines are still offering flights to sun destinations. So what do you say to Canadians who still want to take the risk, who still say, look, I can still get down there and I want to go and be in the sun. It's important to me. It's important to my mental health, or I need to go visit somebody.
I think what I say doesn't change to what I said a month ago when we were talking about travel trends in 2021. The only constant in international travel this year is going to be change. So if you want to go through a loophole and go down south, that is ultimately their choice. The Canadian government is highly discouraging people from traveling and don't want you to. And loopholes can be closed and probably will be. So buyer beware.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice. For months, Canadians have been advised, don't leave the country, stay at home. The majority of people, I think, have worked hard to change their plans and to do that. For people are outside the country right now and they get COVID, I want to ask you about health insurance. Does it cover that? Because the government has said don't travel and they get sick while they're out of the country, will their health insurance cover any care they need that's connected to COVID?
Well, anyone who left with a travel insurance provider that offered COVID travel, and I believe there was about four different providers in Canada that did, they should still be covered. I mean, it's been a non-essential travel advisory for a year since this started. So the insurance coverage was designed with that in mind. Now, as you said, currently now we're looking at new bans. So, you know, moving forward, I would revisit those policies again. As you mentioned, if people are looking through loopholes to go away anyway, I would look at that. And, you know, in fairness, I have to say there are still some people that, you know, non-essential and essential travel is a debate. And we'll talk more about that in a future segment. But, some people do need to travel and they need health insurance to cover them while they go. So there are policies out there that are designed to help those people should they fall into a bad way while they're traveling for what they deem are essential reasons.
Travel consultant Lauren Christie speaking to CTV in Canada. We also hear from the Canadians that 2020 was considered the worst year for world travel demand.
The International Air Transport Association says it dropped 66% compared to 2019. So far, Ottawa has only offered an emergency wage subsidy for laid-off workers in the sector, while airlines have been asking for a federal aid package for months.
Definitely we need it because there is a ripple-down effect. And unfortunately, it seems like Canada is the first-world country that hasn't had a bailout by their government.
Back at arrival, some who travel for work say the hassle of the tests and having to quarantine isn't worth a week on a beach.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.